Hello and welcome to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host, Luke Earle. Today I'm joined by Sud and a special guest, Pat. How you doing, mate?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No worries, Pat.
Glad to have you, mate. And yeah. Pat is from the YouTube channel The Republic of Players, so definitely check that out. The links will all be in the description below. But yeah, man, we really thank you for joining us today to chat some gaming. How you doing?
Oh, sure. I'm doing great. You know, lockdown and, you know, big bushy beard, hair all over the place.
Yeah,
it's starting to recede now from all the stress, so having loads of fun. But yeah, it's going great.
Well, hopefully we can cheer you up here.
Yeah, I was going to say,
luckily I'm easy to cheer up.
Yeah, but I mean, my hair, I've not cut my hair for like 3 months, and if we can't get cut for another 3 months, I don't even know. It's going to be like up there.
I know.
You know, it just could just get very long like me.
Yeah, mine, I tell you what, you might not think of it, mine goes like, if I did that on my hair, it goes pretty long.
So you can join me. Last lockdown, I had to wear headbands when working out.
I know. I remember you had to wear them Alice bands, didn't you?
Yeah, not a good look. No. Let's just put it that way.
As long as you don't get as desperate as me and get my mother to cut my hair, you should be grand.
Well, that is getting
If it gets to that stage, it's got to be done, isn't it?
So. Yeah, if we're locked down for like another year. Well, anyway, let's try and cheer Pat up by talking about some gaming news, but we're going to start off with a bad topic, to be honest, Pat, because it is, again, Cyberpunk 2077, and the next-gen update will be released in the second half of 2021. This comes after CD Projekt Red co-founder Marcin Iwinski appeared on a video to apologise and outline basically reasons why the game went wrong and, you know, how they feel bad about it and trying to regain our trust and stuff like that. So we might as well talk about the video as a whole. What did you guys think about the apology then from CD Projekt Red?
Wasn't much of an apology now, was it? Like, Sofit was like, here now, you're sort of pulling their legs now. I think there's like a statement where he says like, what was it? It was like the game, they felt that it was like, they didn't see all these glitches coming for older consoles, which to me is, that space just going, we're lying from the way we are. Like this, we're don't lying. Care. We like, if that was the case, if it was had been ready, like we would have had review codes out days before the game came out on the consoles, rather than getting them on the day. They knew what they were doing. They just wanted the money.
And if someone's played the console versions, like the OG, how have they not come across any of those bugs?
It's absolutely rubbish. We all know that's rubbish. I mean, they were reporting some of these problems, you know, a couple of months before. I mean, that's the reason they delayed it. It was originally supposed to come out in, was it October? November, wasn't it?
Mate, honestly, I've actually forgot.
It was originally supposed to come out like November 19th or something. They delayed it an extra 3 weeks. Well, we all know the reason for that. The whole reason for that is because the performance on the base consoles was horrific. And it didn't really improve much in the 3 weeks, you know, when it actually came out. So, you know, you don't even need this video to know that he's lying, really. Or, okay, lying might be a strong word, but he's bending the truth. Yeah, I don't want to get sued on it. I won't call him a liar, but you know, I'll say he's bending the truth.
Use the Obi-Wan line. True from a certain point of view.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what interests me more is, it's all interesting, but the one that interests me more is the fact that we know now that it's going to be the second half of the year for this next-gen
update
patch, or whatever you want to call it, or update to the game, which...
We're getting free DLC beforehand as well, aren't we?
We do get free DLC, which is cool, but I've got to say, you know, Sud was right. I was right. I did call this a couple of weeks ago.
Holier than thou,
thank you.
Sud.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you. But, I think we both kind of discussed this a little bit. We both said, didn't we? We probably thought that it's going to now be delayed.
Unfortunately,
this sort of patch.
That's happened, man, they have to focus on obviously fixing it on the base gen consoles, last gen consoles. So that was their biggest issue at the moment that they have to sort. I mean, it's not seamless on the next gen consoles. It's not seamless on PC either. So they still got problems in that department. I will say, though, one thing that was refreshing was to see a video like this when a company's done wrong rather than just ignoring it and being like, I'd rather see someone front it up. Now, I know, Pat, I can see by your reaction you're not agreeing, but I'd rather see give someone at least a little bit of credit for fronting up and coming out and saying, look, yes, I'm doing this because of money and the shareholders, but still, I'm doing this, and not many people do front it up. So I'll give them a little bit of credit.
I will say, Pat, before I know you want to jump in there, Pat, I will say just before you jump in, Pat, there is actually a game where actually you're right, because do you remember No Man's Sky?
Mm-hmm. Oh, remember God, that? Yeah.
They just went dark. They completely didn't answer anyone about the problems with the game, about the lack of content. They just completely went dark for like 6-8 months. Never said anything. So to me, like, some people would argue, well, that's a good way to do it because they're just getting on with it. But in a way, they should have had some sort of response, shouldn't they? You know, the No Man's Sky. I can't remember what they call the No Man's Sky devs. I can't remember the names of the people. Is it Hello Games or something?
Hello Games.
Yeah, they never responded at all. So, like, at least CD Projekt Red have come out and actually, they have addressed the concerns. I mean, you might believe them or you might not believe them. Mm. They've addressed the concerns at the end of the day. So they've done a little bit better than some other developers, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit of credit.
Still. Yeah, but like they are a big company, and I think comparing it like to No Man's Sky is like No Man's Sky wasn't anywhere near as big as Cyberpunk 2077. Like loads of people were booking off holidays to play a Cyberpunk 2077, and like I feel sorry for those people who got it for a console and were like, this isn't working. I wasted my days off. Mm. But it's a dark precedent, I think, where these companies are releasing games that they don't function at all. And it's like, we'll patch it. It'll be grand. Like, even talking games that I think have gotten away with ridicule, like Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Watch Dogs Legion, have either of you two actually played that?
I've played Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
So it has,
glitches galore. And I mean, like...
Yeah, there was a few. I've noticed a few.
Valhalla crashed on me at least a good 30 times.
Now, are you playing it on the... I am playing it on the PS5, so I don't think I've had quite as many. However, I have still had a few, so it's clearly even present in those versions. So,
but like, I'm playing on
PS. Not any crashes.
I'm playing on PS4, man, and it's horrible experience. Like, it crashes so many times, and the same thing with Watch Dogs Legion, and that I barely heard anything about it. It feels like people are overlooking certain glitches just because the rest of the game is good. Which, if that's the case, like, people who get past the glitches on Cyberpunk say the game is pretty damn good.
That's me.
So, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
From what I've played, I'm enjoying what I've played. So 12 hours in, I'm enjoying it.
Mm. Like, that's the thing. Like, people are enjoying it. But I feel like people looked at the glitches and were like, nah, man, I want my money back. And then when they saw that this big uproar came about with it, that this was a train they could jump on and get their money back through it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they played all the game, like, I think, yeah, they could get the money back if they played all the game, couldn't they?
Was there a certain point?
I must admit,
when I seen the stuff from Sony and the refunds, I did assume that it was just basically, even if you probably have completed and had a terrible experience, you could get your money back. But I don't know the actual intricacies of that. You know, maybe there is a certain percentage of the game.
I know there is some policies, isn't there, where, like, I remember in the past, I don't know what...
Doesn't Steam have a couple of hours or something?
So it's 2 hours, and then other platforms have different rules and stuff, so it's hard to really say. I guess it probably depends on the platform you played it on. But obviously, you know, we saw with the whole Sony clearly weren't happy. I mean, they took it off the store, so they were clearly fuming at this.
Yeah, they made their...
Which is quite surprising, so it is. Yeah.
Not back on the store, is it? Agreed. Still not back on the store.
I love how they said, like, quality is their main concern. But, like, if you go looking through PSN, you will find really horrible indie games that, like...
What's that famous one? The Life of Black Tiger, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen that? Where it's, like, horrendous. It's, like, I could probably make that. I'd probably have a good, you know, have a good crack at making a game like that. Even me.
You could probably do better.
Probably. I reckon if us three put our minds to it, in like, a couple of weeks, we could probably make a better game than that. So,
I mean, I'm not feeling too confident, but
I think we could write a better game than that anyway.
Well, hopefully. But, we might be able to do that part. I will say, when it comes to Cyberpunk, I think I got really lucky for two reasons. One, I was never truly on the hype train, because me and Sud, actually, for some reason, I don't know why, we both agreed to do this separately, but we just didn't watch everything, did we? We wanted to come in fresh.
I didn't watch much on it at all.
So I wasn't getting like, oh my God, Cyberpunk, like, I've been waiting 7-8 years for this. This is going to be brilliant, blah, blah, blah. And I was lucky enough to play it on the next gen console. So obviously my experience, I did have glitches and it was still very buggy, but it wasn't as bad that I've seen, obviously, from other people. So because I didn't have the hype and as many glitches, I got a lot of enjoyment out of the game, personally. And I enjoyed the story. So, but I can understand why people are really pissed off, of course. But I just, from my point of view, I got really lucky on that end.
I think for me on, I don't know, I don't know if you can remember, Luke, how many like freezes you had for the game. For me, the most annoying thing, I've had three freezes so far, like proper freezes where it says like, you know, there's a problem with the game, you have to turn it off, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that's like a PlayStation, Xbox thing. Maybe it's different. But on PlayStation, it freezes a lot. It's annoying. But I've not had that many visual glitches. I've had the odd one where like cigarettes are up in the air and stuff. And I think we've all had ones like that. But I've not actually had some of the horrendous ones. I've not had ones where cars are like in the air and blowing up. I've not had that. So
yeah.
It's mainly the freezes that's a problem for me.
One of the most annoying glitches or bugs I had, and the game still ran, but coming to the back end of the game, I would get like this little black bar that was like half transparent, that was just in the middle of the screen, as if it was like there for a dialogue box or something.
Right.
And I was thinking, all I could think was, when it first came up, I was like, oh, is my system of my character, is it like malfunctioning? Is that the whole part of the game? And then when I realized, oh, no, it's not, I had to reload the game just to get rid of it. And that happened quite a few times. So that was probably pretty annoying, but. When you see other people's bugs and what they had to deal with, I think I can put up with that and still be, you know, okay. Have you played it yet, Pat? Or are you?
No, I did not get playing that game. And I think I won't be playing it till at least maybe another year or two when it's like really polished to a T. And, you know, you actually get the proper experience the game has. No, I was busy with Valhalla and Legions, sadly. So didn't pick it up.
You're not a fan then of Legions and Valhalla?
Well, Valhalla, like I did enjoy the game, but like there's loads of problems with it that like need adjusting, and probably in a year or so it would be a really, really good game. But Legion, I did not like that game at all. It was really bad. Like, I mean, I was bored out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But like I got a review copy, so I had to review it. And I didn't enjoy it at all. It was not a very good game. It seemed overambitious, and it just didn't deliver on what I think it was trying to set out to do.
See, what's crazy is, Sud hated Watch Dogs 1, never played 2. I finally got through 1 and was like, it's okay. I played 2 and I really enjoyed 2. And then when I seen the concept of the third one and the ideas they were trying to bring to the table, I thought, not for me. Not going to play that. Don't like the look of this whole, well, everyone around you can be a protagonist, essentially. It's not about one certain person, isn't it? You can just jump into different people that have different skills for whatever level you might be on. And the London setting I wasn't too keen on. And when I listened to you talk about you being bored out your mind, I felt like that's how I would be.
Like the you pretty much hit the nail on the head there. Since every character can literally be picked up, no character has personality, and you're just dragging through the story with characters you really don't care about, and like you're not enjoying it then, because there's nothing to really latch onto, and it's just feels like a waste of time more so than anything, and. Like, even just gameplay-wise as well, and visually, it's not a very impressive game compared to other Ubisoft games, which is it's quite sad. Like, the gunplay is expecting to at least be good, because usually Ubisoft has good third-person shooting mechanics. No, this was the poorest attempt I've ever seen them try, and it just didn't help me get accustomed to the game. Like, my favorite part about that whole entire Legions is, like, the spider robot, because they actually have decent enough platforming segments in it. And when you're complimenting the platforming segments as the best thing in Watch Dogs Legion, I think there's something seriously wrong with the game.
Yeah, they've missed their bullet there.
I think you talk about Assassin's Creed as well. I'd say, with Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I am kind of enjoying it, but I've kind of gone off it a bit now, because I felt like the game was just too bloated.
Yes, that's definitely
too much. And it's been getting worse and worse, mate. Like Origins, I didn't really play much of Origins, but then I actually really enjoyed Assassin's Creed Odyssey. However, by the end of it, I was like, wow, I don't want to play that game ever again. I really enjoyed it, but I was like, I'm never playing this again, because I looked at my save file, it was like 80 hours, and I was like, wow. So when I went to Valhalla, I've just been like, I've got about 15 hours in, and I've just been like, I don't know if I can do this again.
Then I don't think you're going to enjoy it, man.
I never feel like I'm getting anything done in the game. And the problem is, what I've actually done is I've gone back to Assassin's Creed the Ezio Collection.
Hey, they were good games.
I'm starting to play Assassin's Creed 2 again. I'm really enjoying it because it's linear.
It's more focused.
And I'm really enjoying it. It's like, I really enjoy the story of, and like you said, look, I know you were a big fan of those games.
Was?
You know, it makes me pine for a linear Assassin's Creed again, or linear-ish, anyway. I know they've never been fully linear, but...
See, the big issue, I think, with Valhalla is, like, as you said, it's too big. Like, there's sections of it. Like, do you know how, like, you have Netherlands at the beginning, and then you move to England? Yeah. They have another map for America. And you take the narrative from in America, like, you could cut that whole thing out and it's not needed. Mm. So it's a waste of time and space, in all honesty. Mm. That game feels really bloated. And the other thing, like the RP system, like, level up. Like, it's so most of the stuff that you get are redundant. Like, it's only like you get 2+ attack or something. Like, it's not very compelling, in all honesty.
I don't know. So I think one of those type of Assassin's Creed games for me would have been enough. You know, it's just something a bit different. Like, if even two, just say Origins and Odyssey, and they'd gone, right, okay, you've had your sort of RPG type Assassin's Creeds. I'd have liked them to have gone back to my linear one, but they're probably never going to do that because they're selling really well, the RPG ones. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, but I think Assassin's Creed is going to carry on.
Call of Duty, didn't it?
Yeah,
which
is insane. Really, I mean, I know, surprising. Call of Duty overall will outsell it, but, you know, for that short period, it's sold really well, but I don't know.
How long is the game?
I think that was more due to...
Isn't the game like...
How long?
To complete Valhalla, isn't it like 80 plus hours?
Once I got to like the 50-hour mark, I was like, okay, I'm blitzing through this. And that's what I did. There's still a few extra missions I have to do if I want to do them. I don't think I do. But I'd say if you were to take your time and go through it slowly, I'd say you get about 80, 100 hours out of it.
Because weirdly, I was talking to a friend of the show, Pazza, and he works full time, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I just wanted a single player game to jump in. And he started playing Valhalla. And I was chatting with him last night. He was like, yeah, I've done like 15, 20 hours, I think. I feel like I've barely got through the game. I was like, lad, I'm pretty sure that is a really long game. If you're looking to de-stress after work, I mean, you've got mind-numbing fun if it is fun, but that's going to take a long time. And he was just like, I don't have enough time to complete this. I'm just not going to complete this game.
It is very long. There's no doubt. You know, if you... when you do go back to the old ones, and it's like, you know, some people see that as a step down, but it's like, yeah, I don't know, in some ways the linear, I kind of prefer the linear Assassin's Creed, the way, you know, the way it works, to be honest. So,
well, we've agreed, haven't we, if we can get a good story narrative driven game, then we're all for it. And
I mean, I've always said
there's a gap in the market now for shorter games.
You know, I've always said, like, for me, I don't understand why is there not... I know there is one in development, but why is this new Bioshock game not been announced? A game like that would do really well at the minute. Like, I get a 6 to 8 hour to even 10 hour linear game, because Bioshock 1's one of my favorite games of all time. You can complete that game in like 6 hours.
Mm.
But it's brilliant. It's a brilliant game. And like, I'd rather have 6 hours of brilliance than 50 hours of meh.
Yeah. Bloatedness.
Personally. So.
Well, there we go. We started with Cyberpunk, and now you've had a Valhalla and Watch Dogs Legion review.
Yeah.
So there you go. You get more bang for your buck on the Checkpoint Reach podcast. Yeah. Any final words that you want to say about the Cyberpunk /next gen update?
They're going to continue lying, and they're never going to stop lying. And it's just going to be lies from here on in.
Yeah. I think that's probably it. I've got nothing to add to that. I think Pat said it well there, to be fair.
There you go. Pat has hit the nail on the head there, probably. So let's move on to the second topic of the day that we're going to cover. And this is disappointing news / good news in a way, because I don't want another Cyberpunk situation, and that is Hogwarts Legacy is delayed into 2022. That's because they are given game time that it needs. That's the statement that they released on this. And the Harry Potter RPG Hogwarts Legacy has been delayed into 2022 to give it the time it needs. Now, obviously, I think they've announced it probably at a good time, given the backlash of Cyberpunk, so because they're probably going to have more fans like me who are like, yeah, okay, give it the time it needs. Because as disappointing this is, because I really want this Harry Potter RPG, I think it's going to be so fun jumping into that world. if it needs the time, give it the time. We don't want another Cyberpunk issue.
I've got to say, I'm very disappointed. I'm really disappointed, and I'm not saying I'm disappointed in terms of, I understand the delay. When I go over the disappointment, I'll be like, yeah, it made sense, you know, because it seems to me like this game's more ambitious than even I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought, like, I was kind of like on the fence, like, well, is it going to be like as ambitious as we thought? But it's, you know, with this delay, it makes me think even more that it is going to be a pretty ambitious game, you know, so, which is what we want. So I'm just disappointed because when I look at this year, I think, I don't know, there seems to be a bit of a gap this year for me with games. Like, there's some games I'm looking forward to, but I just don't think 2021 is going to be as strong as probably 2022 is now.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2021 is going to be, I'm not going to say a dud yet. I think there'll be some really good games that come out, but I don't know. There seems to be a lack of, maybe it's just because of the start of 2021 stuff and not much coming out really for the first few months, but it does feel to me like Hogwarts had, you know, Legacy had a bit of a chance in the market. There was a bit of a gap in the market for this time, you know, maybe August, September, October sort of time. But, you know, I hope it doesn't get put in a crowded space now with other games, you know, because I think it needs itself. I think it will sell based off the name alone.
Mm-hmm. But it needs breathing room.
But I think it needs a little bit of breathing room. You don't want to put this game next to a God of War or something like that, do you? You know, so exactly. Hopefully anyway.
But here's the thing though, because of Cyberpunk, like as you said, look there. Probably there might be a good few more games coming out saying that we're delaying because we don't want to release a broken game. I think that's going to be more common now because like they saw the backlash of CD Projekt Red, which up to the point before that game released, everyone loved and thought could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like if EA or someone was to do something like that, I don't think they'd lose a lot of reputation, like really a lot of reputation. Even though they don't have much reputation to begin with, but developers are going to have to be more careful. Basically, is just from what Cyberpunk did. So yeah,
that's kind of what we want, though, isn't it? As well, like you touched on earlier, Pat. Me and Sid completely agree. This whole notion of releasing buggy games now and just we'll patch. Don't worry, they won't patch. This patch. It's like, please just give me a game that's not broken. How about that? And I know, people will say, well, games are trying to innovate and they're getting more challenging. Maybe, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we still want games that are ready to play when they come out and not needing patches, surely. Yeah. So this might be a good thing. Absolutely. Is Hogwarts Legacy a game you're going to be interested in, Pat? Are you interested in the Harry Potter universe?
I've read a few of the books. I don't particularly like the films. Like, I think Prisoner of Azkaban, it's a good film, but I don't like the rest of them.
Mm.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. This is probably a game where I'll have to wait and see what it looks like because I want to see what sort of the magic system will be like, because I can't really picture it in my head from what I've seen in the movie and what I've read from the books. So it would be interesting to see what sort of direction they take it, but until I see like proper gameplay of what you can do and see how long the game's going to be, because in all honesty, I don't want a game that's going to be like 60 to 80 hours with a wizard game, in all honesty. Because if I was going to do that, I'd just pick like a JRPG because I know I can really get my fun out of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I'd pick.
This is a weird one for me, Sud, because we're Harry Potter fans and we have just complained about games being too long. But I really don't want this game to be too short. If I'm going into the Harry Potter universe, I want to really experience Hogwarts. Get that feeling as if I was actually going to Hogwarts and stuff. And obviously playing on the RPG elements of choices, which house you're going to go in and all that sort of thing, what kind of path it sets you on. Mm. I mean, the rumors are as well that the game continues after Hogwarts into Ministry of Defense, I think you're going to.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah, so I don't want it to be too short. I know I've just complained about games being too long, but I don't know, I'd like a 40-hour game, I think, out of this.
It is exciting, isn't it, that, you know, they're talking about you can go to, like, these places, like Hogsmeade and...
Yeah.
You can go to, like, obviously, Diagon Alley and stuff. It's like, oh, it's so cool. Like, just imagine going to the shops in Diagon Alley. Oh, yeah, I'd love it. I don't know, it's just, like, exciting somehow, isn't it?
Yeah, it brings out the kid in me, essentially.
Because
it's
when
like
you
Star
watch
Wars.
The films or, you know, read the books, whatever, and you hear about all these, like wonderful places, like, oh, you just want to be there. You just want to, like... You want to be in these shops or the one shop and so it's like, I don't know, it's just... That excites me, and you know, we did, you know, I guess, you know, some people say, oh, you're contradicting yourself. You said about Assassin's Creed was too big, but it depends on the game, doesn't it? Like, it does sometimes depend on the game. Like, I don't know if I'd want it to be like 80 hours, but if it was a good, you know, 30, 40 hour game,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd take that, you know, because it depends on the game a lot of the time, doesn't it? So
it would, like, the pacing of a game definitely is a big thing as well. Mm, like, if the game's paced well, it could do like 80 hours, but. And they, like, you wouldn't even notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the biggest thing I've ever done, like, was Persona 5 Royale, where
so long.
In 1 week, I did 150 hours, and I was like, oh, that just flew by. I didn't even recognize it. It's like, there's games, you know, like what? That when they're paced well.
You know what, Persona 5, I've played Persona 5 Royale as well. I think I've got 85, 90 hours in it, I think, something like that. It's a great game. It really is a great game. It's a fantastic JRPG. However, it's ridiculous. I've completed the game up to the point where Persona 5 ends, but I haven't. I've not finished the Royal content. You know, that last like 3 months or whatever.
Yeah, the extra 30 hours.
I got so burnt out. I love the game, but I was like, and it's ridiculous because I know that I'm probably. Well, I say I'm close to end. I'm probably 15 hours away from ending because it's so long. But like, that is close in Persona terms, being that close to ending. But I can't bring myself to. I need to go back and like properly finish it, but I can't. I just I'm on the last palace and it's so long, and I just can't. I can't bring myself to finish it. And it's just like, but it's a great game. Like, I love it. I it's definitely one of my favorite games of the year. But I don't know. It's just.
I think
I agree with you that if you're into a game like that, the time I agree with you, by the way, the time, and I couldn't believe I played so many hours when I was like, oh my god, I didn't even realize.
I think Pat touched on a good thing. Pacing counts for everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Pacing counts for everything in gaming and in films. I mean, you notice the dull moments in gaming and films. It really can take you out of the experience. So
yeah,
it is key to enjoying an gaming experience for sure. What are you gonna say, Sud?
I was just going to say quickly, well, how did you feel about Cyberpunk's pacing? Because I think what I've played so far, I'm pretty happy with the pacing of the game so far in terms of the main story beats to, you know, times where, like, there's times in the game where they kind of not force you to do side missions, they kind of say things like, oh, I'll contact you in a bit. So I kind of like that in a way because it's like, oh, okay, fair enough. Like, I like the pacing so far.
I got enjoyment out of the story, to be honest, and I'm with you. I enjoyed the pacing. Because I remember just looking forward to playing it every night after finishing a bit of work or whatnot and just jumping on, and the hours flew by and I didn't even realise. So for that means that I must have enjoyed the pacing.
I feel like the missions are appropriately lengthed as well so far. There's not been one where I feel like, oh, just end. Yeah, so far. I've been like, oh yeah, the missions seem like fairly decently paced as well. There's ones that are like 4 hours long or something. You know?
Yeah, and I enjoyed the side missions as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a lot of enjoyment out of it.
There we go, sidetracked again.
Another Cyberpunk point, but hey, you know, Cyberpunk's been massively in the news, hasn't it? Each week, hence why a lot of our podcasts have started off with Cyberpunk. But let's talk about some rumours. Sud, I texted you about this if you want to talk about the GTA 6 rumour.
Yeah. Of course, the rumor that GTA 6 could possibly have its first ever female protagonist, which is very interesting. You know, it's just, I think it's caused a lot of debate, as you can imagine, online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never been seen in a GTA game before, has it? As we know, there's definitely not been a protagonist female character. And to be honest, there's not really ever been a main character, even really, has there? To be honest. That I can recall an important female character in a GTA game, really.
I remember Misty from GTA 3.
Yeah, possibly. But in the more recent ones, not really. So it's interesting. They do say in the article, don't they, that they just an article that I think it's the article off Games Radar. They do say that they're thinking it might be a male and female protagonist. You might maybe, you know, like GTA 5 did the whole three person switching.
Yeah.
Thing. Mm. It might be like that again, which I actually think it probably will be like that again.
I was so worried about that, by the way. GTA 5.
It worked 5. Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, and it did. When they announced, like, you're going to switch between three, I was like, oh my god, not sure I'm going to like this. And when I played it, I actually thought it was pretty seamless. Got a lot of enjoyment out of that. So I think they could easily do a male and female.
What do you think? What do you think in general just about the whole female protagonist? I mean,
I think I'm going to have to announce a gaming shame of mine. I haven't played any Grand Theft Auto apart from a little bit of San Andreas. Yeah.
Wow.
You're missing out,
a little
bit
of San Andreas, and I did not like it. Just, no.
Fair enough.
I found the driving in it and controls just not to be down my alley.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so, the driving's never great in GTA.
Yeah, not really. You might enjoy, though, more of the later ones, like GTA 4 or 5.
Like,
4
I've
was
seen
bad. 4's
people
driving was bad for
play
me.
5, and it's still the sort of the same thing. Like, it just doesn't look like it's for me. It feels like it's, like, too over the top on, oh, yeah, I'm going to just beat this person down into a corner and drive over them. yeah, a bit too much on the extreme side, maybe, for me.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. When it comes to the female protagonist, though, what are your thoughts on that? Because, to be honest, for me, I don't mind it if it's done well. I mean, Aloy, Horizon Zero Dawn, I liked her character. I loved that game. So, if the female protagonist is done right, then I think I'm going to get just as much enjoyment out of it as if it was a guy. Mm. And I have done in the other series.
What I hope is that it's not, you can either pick a male or female protagonist. Mm. Like, you just choose what their gender is. Mm-hmm. I feel it sort of loses a bit of weight then, because it's basically the same character. Like, you're not really changing anything. But if you have one male and one female, then that's two different perspectives, and they're each their own character rather than just being filler placement for, you know, male or female.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another game that does it so well is a Hellblade. They've played Hellblade part.
It's as soon as Sacrifice, isn't it? Yeah. I've
fantastic
seen gameplay.
Yeah.
Sadly, I
that's
haven't played.
That's a game you should both play. It's really good. I think you'd both enjoy that game. But
not
really
sure
fun.
About Hellblade.
Really story orientated as well. Like,
and it's a short game as well, if I recall.
Sure. Yeah, again, if you want to get a short game, it's about 5-6 hours long, so it's perfect for that. But yeah, she was a great main character, to be fair. But I think I don't know what you two think. I think it's about time, in a way, really, that GTA did this. I think, you know, we're in 2020 and it's like we've not had a female protagonist. As long as it's done correctly, I mean, it's not just, like Pat said, a shoehorned in sort of, you can just choose I want a properly well-written, you know, female protagonist. Like, you know, we've seen that with, like you said, Aloy in Horizon. I think you're right, Lou, that's a great example. I just think, and to me, it makes it a bit more interesting as well. It does make it more interesting to see how they do it and if it'd work, you know?
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see, like...
Yeah, I am.
How's it... Because, I mean, let's be honest, every main character pretty much in GTA's got their scummy past or scummy things they do. So it's going to be weird seeing that from a female point of view and how dark they're going to go. When it comes to about time, I don't know about that. I always find if they're writing a story and someone has suggested a female protagonist for the story, as long as it makes sense and they can, like you've touched on, write a well-written character, then I'm all for it. I don't like shoehorned in characters in any games, or even shoehorned in aliens in some games that are space, adventures. I like well-written characters that do suit the story. So if they've come up with a story now that, we can make this really more interesting if it was a female protagonist as well, alongside the male, or just on a standalone, then I'm all for it, to be honest. I'm happy to have something a bit different, I guess. But like you touched on, and like I just mentioned, it has to be because the character is well written. I don't want people just thrown in and people aren't, man, you get into a whole different things because people start accusing you of things, but like there's some characters out there, male or female, that are just thrown in and they're just shells, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can't connect and they don't have any decent backstory.
I don't know. What gives me a lot of faith for this is that this is Rockstar we're talking about. They don't usually do things with half measures in terms of characters, do they? They usually fully commit.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of faith if they did this that it would be a well-written character. I've got no doubt about that. You know, you look at, you know, I mean, I always go back to it.
Arthur Morgan.
You look at Arthur Morgan, I mean, just absolutely phenomenal character.
I like them.
And not just Arthur Morgan, all the characters, to be fair. But, you know, the whole gang was so well-written.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Both males and females in the gang, so it was like
I'm pretty sure,
you know,
Pat doesn't like Red Dead.
Don't be
telling me this now.
I'll put up my hands. Red Dead has an incredible story as far as I got into it. I played about a good 30 or 40 hours of it, but I hated the gameplay.
I don't know.
It feels like Arthur has a bowling ball on his head and he's just sort of like this here. And it's I couldn't get used to it. It feels
very
really
deliberate
outdated.
Gameplay. Very deliberate gameplay, I'd say.
But I loved everything else about it. But I just, if the gameplay was just a bit better, I would have been able to get through the game. But I just, I couldn't hack it.
I actually wanted to. You know what? It's the one element. You know how people say, like, well, who's the best developer out there? Who, you know, people's, and the main two people say are Naughty Dog and Rockstar, obviously, for obvious reasons, their track records and things like that. There's Insomniac, people like that as well. Obviously, Insomniac, I think, are getting to that. They are getting to that level. They're not, I don't think they're quite at the same level as Naughty Dog and Rockstar, but they're definitely getting up there. But I always think with Rockstar, their one fault is that it's always the gameplay, even with GTA for me. Sometimes they get, you can feel a bit clunky, can't it, when you, you know, even in GTA 5. So I think that's the one area they need to try and nail for their next game, for me.
I think the big question, though, is, like, how far is GTA 6 off?
That's a good question, man.
Do you know what? There's been a lot of talk about it more recently. I think it will be out in the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, that might seem a long time for people, but I think...
If it came out in 4 years, how long's that the gap between 5 and 6 then? Was it 2013?
Be 12 years, yeah.
Jesus.
It's a long time, I know.
They started making too much money online.
Didn't they? I guess technically, well, it's the same team that made Red Dead 2, so technically it'd be the gap from Red Dead 2, because it's the same development team, I think. So.
But also, haven't there been rumours for Bully 2?
Yeah, and I hope they're true. So if that's, I really love the first Bully.
If that is true, then there's a possibility that GTA, if it's not the next game, that if Bully 2 is the next game, that GTA is even further off.
Yeah. Well, unless it's a different part of Rockstar that's making it, which is a possibility. Could be an offshoot team that's making Bully 2, because they do. Rockstar are a very big, you know, organization. They have different. There's Rockstar North and there's other Rockstar. Rockstar North are the ones that mainly do like the GTA and Red Dead. And there's other Rockstar that did, like, I'm not sure who did Bully, but maybe it was the main Rockstar team, but I'm sure there's definitely offshoots that have done, like, you know, some of the side projects they've done in the past, like Manhunt and Bully and all them other games they did in the past. So they could, you know, it could be handed off to another Rockstar team. So, you know, potentially you could see a Bully and then the next year as GTA.
Well, fingers crossed that we're going to get GTA 6 soon, to be honest, because it is actually one of my favourite franchises. I always love jumping in and playing the story in them games. Not as big on the online version element of the game. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's probably a good place to leave the podcast and the topics we covered today. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you agree with the points we made? Do you disagree? You're looking forward to GTA 6, stuff like that? And if you are listening to the podcast on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, as that will help the channel to grow. If you're listening to us on any audio platforms, leave us a nice review and also pass on the pod. And then you can find the podcast on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at CheckReachPod. And also you can find us guys on social media. Where can people find you, Pat?
Find me on Twitter at PatGalmador. Sorry, I just completely blank there for a second.
Right.
PatGalmador on Twitter.
Lovely stuff. And the Republic of Players as well, Pat's YouTube channel.
Jesus. Republic of Players YouTube as well. I just, zoning out now. Sorry, it's the end of the podcast. I'm just about to go to sleep.
Time for bed now.
Well, as I always mention, links will be in the description below. So definitely go and check out Pat's content. It's really good stuff. So we highly recommend that. And thanks for joining us, Pat, tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
This evening.
Today. It doesn't matter. It's the podcast. It can be any time of the day.
Exactly. That is true.
But yeah, we really appreciate that. And you can find me and Sud on social media. Where can people find you, mate?
For me, it's as usual, just on Twitter, at David10Spud.
Lovely stuff. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at Leld, L-E-L-3-D's, at 9am for Instagram. But anyway, thanks for joining us this week. We hope you have a good week, and we'll be back next week to discuss some more gaming news. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.